Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ivan.
You forgot your name.
I was going to say Brown.
Hi, this yes, is... Yes, you are Ivan.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And you?
Howard?
Shut up, Mark.
Clowns.
So, Brown, now you're developing quite a cult following.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I mean, there are a lot of loyal readers and listeners.
So do you think when you die, right, you think somebody's going to cut off part of your body and worship it?
Oh, gosh. I hope they don't. Jeez, that would be disturbing.
Because I want your hand.
Nostril hair.
You what? Hair? Hand? What's wrong with people?
Just a bit, like, you got two, what?
Can make money, you know.
Oh, that's gross.
Thank you, tourists, for visiting the Diamond Shrine of Brown's Toenail. As a humble devotee of the nail for many years, I have received this appointment to be the sacred guardian of Brown's Toenail with great honor. You may now ask me selected questions.
So, is it fake?
That is not a selected question.
Why can't the public be given access to the toenail?
Its condition is precarious, being an artifact of indeterminate age. We cannot run the risk of strangers defacing or contaminating the holy toenail. But I can give you some color brochures of it. Look, it sits on a throne made of solid diamonds given by generous followers of Brown.
So, sacred guardian, what if it isn't Brown's toenail?
Nonsense! How could you even question that?
Because it's too big to come from a human toe. Why don't you prove it by taking a little bit of DNA from it to do a forensics test?
Ha! If you want to take some DNA, then soon everybody will take some. Then there'll be no more toenail left to worship.
I've heard some experts say that it comes from a larger animal, like an ostrich or a rhinoceros, or even a yak.
According to the ancient Brownian folklore, Brown grew this toenail over decades of focused total meditation. It grew until it transcended human form. Such is the mysticism of Brown. Look, I am even growing my toenail in the hope of following him. It is already 6 inches long.
But so many people gave diamonds and money to house this artifact. And don't you have a responsibility to them to prove it is Brown's toenail and not a toenail from a yak?
Does it really matter whether it is Brown's toenail or not? If the essence of Brown resides in the toenail, then even if it is from a yak, that makes it real. If you believe it is real, then it is real.
I believe it's real. Anyway, here's my donation of diamonds.
Wait, I have to check to see if your diamonds are real. The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com and is blessed by his holy toenail. Thou shalt not question the holiness of Brown or his toenail.